Official Chinese policy paper presents scathing critique of U.S. foreign policy. By John Friend. As tensions continue to rise between the U.S. and China, fueled and instigated by a dishonest mass media complex and ruthless politicians and bureaucrats hellbent on maintaining U.S. hegemony in the world, the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs has published a devastating critique of U.S. foreign policy and its geopolitical ambitions. Titled U.S. Hegemony and Its Perils, the powerful and insightful critique has largely gone unnoticed and unreported in the mass media, for obvious reasons. Representing the official views of the Chinese government, the policy paper critiques and condemns the political, military, economic, technological, and cultural hegemony wielded by the U.S. in the aftermath of World War II, a period when the U.S. came to dominate global geopolitics. That hegemony is now being directly challenged by a rising coalition of nations led by an increasingly solidifying alliance between China and Russia, who view U.S. hegemony as having disastrous consequences for peace and prosperity in the world and the maintenance and flourishing of sovereign nations and cultures. Since becoming the world's most powerful country after the two world wars and the Cold War, the United States has acted more boldly to interfere in the internal affairs of other countries, pursue, maintain and abuse hegemony, advance subversion and infiltration, and willfully wage wars, bringing harm to the international community, the paper states in its introduction. The United States has developed a hegemonic playbook to stage color revolutions, instigate regional disputes, and even directly launch wars under the guise of promoting democracy, freedom and human rights. The paper goes on to argue that the U.S. continues to cling to the Cold War mentality and has ramped up bloc politics and stoked conflict and confrontation. The U.S. government has overstretched the concept of national security, abused export controls and forced unilateral sanctions upon others. Finally, American political leaders have taken a selective approach to international law and rules, utilizing or discarding them as they see fit, and have sought to impose rules that serve its own interests in the name of upholding a rules-based international order. The Chinese argue that, under the pretext of promoting democracy and human rights, the U.S. has long sought to mold other countries and the world order with its own values and political system in order to advance its strategic geopolitical and economic interests. The paper outlines numerous historical examples of U.S. interference in the domestic political affairs of other countries around the world, including in Latin and South America and, more recently, with the various color revolutions sponsored and facilitated by the deep state and U.S. intelligence agencies. The year 2003 marked the beginning of a succession of color revolutions, the Rose Revolution in Georgia, the Orange Revolution in Ukraine and the Tulip Revolution in Kyrgyzstan, the paper notes. The U.S. Department of State openly admitted playing a central role in these regime changes. The United States also interfered in the internal affairs of the Philippines, ousting President Ferdinand Marcos Sr. in 1986 and President Joseph Estrada in 2001 through the so-called People Power Revolutions. The paper denounces the wanton use of force by the U.S. military and its appalling methods of war, including the use of chemical and biological weapons as well as cluster bombs, fuel-air bombs, graphite bombs and depleted uranium bombs, which have caused enormous damage on civilian facilities, countless civilian casualties and lasting environmental pollution. The reckless and barbaric military policies of the U.S. have created 37 million refugees around the world and countless humanitarian tragedies. The Chinese also argue that the economic hegemony of the U.S. has been maintained by looting and exploitation of other countries while its technological hegemony is driven by monopoly and suppression. In the cultural realm, U.S. hegemony is maintained and advanced by spreading false narratives. The United States has been overriding truth with its power and trampling justice to serve self-interest, the paper concludes. These unilateral, egoistic and regressive hegemonic practices have drawn growing intense criticism and opposition from the international community. The Chinese insist that countries need to respect each other and treat each other as equals, and that powerful nations should behave in a manner befitting their status and take the lead in pursuing a new model of state-to-state relations featuring dialogue and partnership, not confrontation or alliance. China opposes all forms of hegemonism and power politics, and rejects interference in other countries' internal affairs, the paper argues before demanding that the U.S. conduct serious soul-searching and, critically examine what it has done, let go of its arrogance and prejudice, and quit its hegemonic, domineering and bullying practices.